This is Book Talk with Dr. Howard Karen and Daniel Messer. On this episode of Book Talk, a classic by Al Jazbo Collins, adapted by Dr. Howard Karen, The Three Little Pigs. This production is dedicated to the memory of Al Jazbo Collins. Albert Richard Al Jazbo Collins was born January 4, 1919 in Rochester, New York, and he died September 30th, 1997 in Marin County, California. He was a favorite disc jockey, radio personality, and recording artist listened to by thousands of New Yorkers and Californians throughout his career. The name Jazbo derived from a product Collins had seen, a clip-on bow tie named Jazbo's. Just as Martin Block created the illusion that he was speaking from the make-believe ballroom, Collins claimed to be broadcasting from his inner sanctum, a place known as the Purple Grotto, an imaginary setting suggested by radio station WNEW's interior design, as Collins explained. I started my broadcast in Studio One, which was painted all kinds of tints and shades of purple on huge polycylindricals, which were just vertically placed around the walls of the room to deflect the sound. It just happened to be that way. And with the turntables and desk and console and the lights turned down low, it had a very cave-like appearance to my imagination. So I got on the air, and the first thing I said was, "Hi, it's Jazbo in the Purple Grotto." You never knew where your thoughts are coming from, but the way it came out was that I was in a grotto, in this atmosphere with stalactites and a lake and no telephones. I was using Nat Cole underneath me with easy-listening blues playing piano in the background. A long and productive career, which included a bluegrass program in West Virginia to a five-week host of The Tonight Show. His take on the fairy tales has withstood the passing of time, and we'd like to introduce him to the current generation and remind the old-timers in our audience of the entertainment we enjoyed in our youth. So, here is our take on Jazbo's Three Little Pigs.
That's right, kiddies. This is the story of the Three Little Pigs, based on the story from way back. Once upon a time, in the land of Nitty Gritty, there lived three little pigs. One of the pigs was really cool. Another was a bit on the commercial side. The third was beyond the shadow of a doubt, as square as they come. In fact, he was almost octagonal. One day, as the three little pigs was taking five, one of them happened to pick up a copy of Downbeat.
"Hey, fellas. I see here the Big Bad Wolf is playing a one-nighter in the area next week."
Oh, this means panic time."
"This is the most depressing news since Simon Crowell left American Idol."
"Right on, we better scuffle."
Since the approach of the Big Bad Wolf did indeed signal danger, the three little pigs set about the business of constructing suitable shelter. The square little pig arranged a quick GI loan, and in no time erected a sturdy Orange County cottage, complete with wall-to-wall floors and a direct TV dish. The commercial little pig moved into a foreclosed condominium, and at the last possible moment, the cool little pig built himself a small A-frame pad out of clarinet reeds and scotch tape. Well, children, the Big Bad Wolf eventually arrived in town as advertised, and the first place he went was to the home of the square little pig. Applying his hairy knuckles to the door, he laid down a crisp paradiddle.
"Man, it's a raid."
"Pops, it's past closing."
"Don't hand me that jazz. Open up."
"Sorry, dude. You gotta make reservations. Besides, you shouldn't be out this late. Aren't you hip to the curfew?"
"What?"
"The curfew, slick."
"Gazoontide,"
the wolf said, hoping to pass as a television comedian.
"Funny. I'll see you next week. Same time, same channel."
"Charlie, if you don't open that door, I'll huff and I'll puff
and I'll blow your house down.
Tell me one thing. What condition is your lip in?
Enraged at this impertinence, the wolf came on Joshua, and the walls came tumbling down, and in no time at all, the poor little pig was really gone. The following day, the big bad wolf traveled across town and knocked on the door of the second little pig.
Who dat?
The pig shouted from behind the locked door, trying to sound hip.
Never you mind,
snapped the wolf, anxious for destiny to resume in its inexorable march.
Open that door and give me some skin, pig. Or give me some pig skin, as the case may be.
I'll handle the jokes. Did you have an appointment?
Don't bug me, Buster. When I'm in town, I always stop at the Pork Club. Now open up.
No, man. In fact, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin.
Well, what do you know about that? That must be Sam the Sham in there.
Well, never mind the whisker jokes. I ain't gonna open up.
I'll tell you what, baby. I'll just peek through your keyhole.
In a pig's eye. This angered the wolf so much that he huffed and puffed and blew the house down. In a short time, the second pig met the fate that had befallen his unlucky friend. The next day, the big bad wolf went to the home of the cool little pig and knocked on the door.
Have no fear, Big Daddy is here. Look, man, I don't care if it's Sir Paul. Hang tough. Now, wait a minute. I understand there's a session going on here today. Cut out, Hairy One. We're not televising the hearings. But I could get my kicks here. I'd like to sit in. I'm hip, and if you'll just slide down the chimney as per instructions in the script, I'll give you something to sit in. You're not just putting me on, are you? Well, yes and no. Oh, man. You wouldn't be lighting up in there, would you? See for yourself, Pops.
Losing his patience, the wolf hitched up his mod strides and leaped up on the roof, and in doing so, dislodged a brick which fell down the chimney and clanged loudly against a great iron pot in the fireplace.
What was that? E-flat, man. That's your chorus. Fall in.
And fall in the wolf did, down the chimney and right into the pot. Nimbly, the little pig clapped the cover on the top, and the wolf was trapped. But the pig was merciless.
Burn, baby. Burn.
After allowing the water to simmer for 48 over a low flame, the little pig lifted the cover, peered down into the pot, sniffing tentatively.
Oh, pa.
And with a broad smile, he said,
my favorite soup, cream of nowhere.
This has been Book Talk with Dr. Howard Karen and Daniel Messer. For more information on Jazzbo Collins, check out our website at qcbooktalk.blogspot.com.